Hello to everyone who's watching the recording. Thank you so much for pressing play. We're going to get through quite a bit. We're going to talk about emotional health. We're going to talk about how emotional health is more than just in the mind, how essential oils can work with our brains, or how they do work with our brains, how to safely and effectively use essential oils to maintain positive emotional health, what oils are and what they're not, which oils to use for which emotions, where to purchase reputable, clean essential oils, and what you should be looking for when purchasing essential oils. And of course, I'll give you some resources if you don't already have your oils, so that you're able to purchase your oils from a reputable supplier. Just a little bit about me. My name is Ariana Pinna. For those of you that I have not yet met, I am a holistic therapist. I work with essential oils and other holistic remedies to support people through life. I have a strong belief that we are integrated beings, which means that our emotions affect our minds affect our bodies affect our spirits and our hearts and everything. We don't really want to segregate ourselves in any way or compartmentalize. We want to look at ourselves as a whole integrated being. And essential oils are one of the ways, one of the main ways that I support clients in my coaching business, as well as in my essential oil community, to better their health and their well-being. I'm an open book. There is no silly question ever. Please ask away. And if there's anything that I can ever support you with, you can get hold of me on Instagram. My handle is at Ariana Pinna. Let's talk a little bit about what emotional health is. A lot of people think that emotions are just how we feel, but ultimately it's what we think as well, because our thoughts affect our emotions. In fact, this is mostly where we find ourselves falling off the bandwagon a little bit, because we think thoughts that are destructive or unhelpful, and that contributes to our emotional health. Emotional health, it's our sense of well-being. It's our ability to cope with life's events, and how we acknowledge our own emotions counts as emotional health, but also how we acknowledge other people's emotions too. We don't live in silos. It really is about being able to regulate our own emotions as well as other people as well. So examples could be being able to speak to other people about your emotional concerns, yeah, having the emotional capacity or having the emotional literacy to speak up when we need to. This includes saying no when we don't want to do something without feeling guilty. Conversely to that, you know, when we talk about emotional health, we immediately go to the negatives about emotions. We think about negative emotions, bad emotions, but emotional health is also the ability and the capacity to feel happy and content. Like, how many times do you start to feel happy and then all of a sudden you have a destructive thought that just pulls you straight out of that happiness? Brené Brown calls this foreboding joy. Yeah. When you are having a beautiful thought and the emotions, they come through your body. You just have this beautiful flood of emotions. And then all of a sudden you're whipped out of it because you think about the worst case scenario of what you're experiencing or how it's going to end. So feeling content is also part of emotional health. Another thing that's also super important is being able to rely on people, having a strong network of people in your life. And that's not only for you to rely on them, but also that you have the capacity to have them rely on you. All of these things, can you see how emotional health isn't just a single thing? It's not just about you feeling good or you feeling bad. It really is about the state of your life and how you feel in your life. A big one emotional health includes is the ability to relax. How many of us here struggle with relaxing? I have diffusers everywhere. They're on most of the time, because when you're in a state of negativity or when you're going through something that's rather challenging, the amygdala, you know, if you're in a state of fight or flight, is switched on, which doesn't really put your prefrontal cortex on. We're going to learn a little bit about that now, which means that you can't think rationally. And so the idea here is that you put things in plain sight so that it reminds you to do the rational thing, which in this case would be to use your oils. For decades, humans have studied human emotions because of their mysterious nature. They play vital roles in our daily lives. And even though there's a lot of difference of opinions when it comes to scientific reviews, most scientists agree that emotions are complex, they're multifactorial, they're responses that are triggered by multiple mechanisms and stimuli, which explains why they're so complex and mysterious, because one person's emotional response may differ to someone else's, even though the stimuli may be the same. Emotions are their responses to our environment. So whatever's happening around you in your physical location, or even if it's in your mind, you can have an emotional response. Your brain doesn't know the difference between what's really in front of you and what you're thinking, and your emotional response will be the same regardless. So this is a really important distinction to make, is that yes, it is a state of mind, but ultimately emotions flood the body as well. Sometimes it's not appropriate to experience the emotion in the moment because the emotion may be something that isn't actually related to what's going on. You may have an emotional trigger from a previous experience that isn't relevant to where you are in the present moment, and to process it right there and then would be inconvenient for you, maybe inappropriate for others. So it is really about knowing how to deal with the emotion when you're in a safe space, how to acknowledge what it is that you're experiencing when you're out in the world, and then knowing how to deal with that and process that. This is life's work. This information that I'm sharing with you, I'm giving you tidbits from so many different things. And we can continue this conversation quite literally for the rest of our lives to learn how to process emotions. People have dedicated their whole careers to certain segments of what we're talking about. And so take it all in and know that if this is new to you, you're not going to learn how to do this within the next 40 minutes. If this is new to you, know that this is perhaps the beginning stages of learning something new, and that this will be a lifelong process. As we progress through today, my main intention is to teach you how to use essential oils for emotional health. And I'm going to teach you from more of a scientific standpoint about what oils help with what emotions. Important to know that me teaching you about using essential oils for emotional health, this is not new information. I did not make this up. This has been used by many, 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 many people. If they've been used by ancients for their ability to influence emotions, and essential oils are still very useful today, even though they were first discovered at the beginning of time, we can still use them today in the very same way that they were used back then. There's a very rich history of essential oils and aromatherapy, that in recent times, aromatherapy has become a little bit of a trend or a fad, but I just wanted to let you know that it has been around for eons. The popularity of aromatherapy will continue to grow, but this is an ancient practice, actually. We can use oils therapeutically, you know, to help us with ailments. When we have a cut or a bruise or a scrape on our knees, we can use oils to help us antibacterially. You know, we can also use oils for sacred practices and also to help us with emotional and mental health. Of course, today we're focusing on their effective and proven methods for managing emotions, but just know that there has been many findings and research done to prove the success of oils for managing mood. I'm not going to go into the history of aromatherapy. You could literally Google it because there is a lot of information about it. When I first started using essential oils, this is the work that really blew my mind. I started using them for the subtle aromatherapy practices. You know, I'm a Reiki practitioner, an energy medicine practitioner, and I used to use them on my clients and for client sessions. But then when I learned about doTERRA's essential oils, which are therapeutic in nature, which just basically means that you can use them to support physical health, emotional health, and mental health. When I learned about doTERRA's efficacy and their quality, it really did change the way that I use essential oils, because I was able to then take them internally. I was able to use them directly on my skin and know that they were having a direct effect on my nervous system or the systems in my body. Know that not all oils are equal. The oils that you purchase on the store shelf are different to the ones that you purchase through a reputable supplier. I will advocate for doTERRA here only because they're the only products that I use therapeutically. I'm not quite aware of other brands, but when I speak about using the oils therapeutically and applying them directly on the skin, I'm not talking about the store-bought oils. The $2 bottles that you buy on a shelf in a $2 store, I'm so not talking about those oils here. So I just want to make you aware of that. The labeling laws are tricky because you may see a bottle and it says natural or 100% pure on it. But the ridiculous part of that is that because of labeling laws, and there's a lot of gray in labeling laws, you can have a component, say 1% of a pure essential oil within a huge bottle, and you can still say it's 100% pure because there's one drop or 1% of that, of those contents that are pure and natural. And it's so deceiving and it drives me insane because people will purchase essential oils from a store that isn't therapeutic in nature, or even one that is actually, and use the oils topically and develop a rash, or use the oils internally and find that they have a huge reaction from it. And then they disregard essential oils altogether. And it's really not about their reaction. It's more about the brand that they're using and the fact that it's basically fake. And there's a lot of science and research done with this, and I'm definitely not a scientist, so I cannot regurgitate that information, but please just know that there's a very big difference between buying a cheap essential oil and a therapeutic essential oil. Essential oils are more than just simply nice to smell. They can support us because they're nature, and we're nature, and our body recognizes them as being natural. They are sourced from nature, they're effective, and they're safe to use. They are aromatic molecules and compounds that are extracted from plants, and they have various health benefits. Because essential oils are so versatile, we can really start to use them to help us with our emotional health. Emotional health, just as a recap, we're looking for emotional stability, resilience, optimism, self-esteem, a positive outlook that makes you feel more energized and helps you to focus and think more clearly. The pure intelligence of essential oils may be the only tool that can reach into the deep recesses of our brain, cross over the chemical barriers, and open the hidden channels of our mind, allowing access to greater knowledge and discernment in reaching our potential. As we have talked about, essential oils have therapeutic effects. When you take a deep breath in of, say, a rose, which, by the way, has essential oils in it. Essential oils are those chemical compounds that are extracted from leaves and barks and petals and the rinds of fruit. You know, when you pierce an orange or when you squeeze a lemon, you don't really smell the juice of the fruit. You smell the oil that comes from the skin, the peel of the fruit. So you take a deep breath in, the aromatic substances move in through the nasal passage, in through the nasal cavity. They touch onto the olfactory bulb in at the back of the sinuses. And then they are directly accessible by the limbic system of the brain, which is the emotional part of the brain. When you breathe in anything that's toxic, anything that is chemical, anything that is man-made in a factory, bleach, when you clean your shower with bleach and you take a breath in, this is the same thing that's happening. It doesn't only apply to essential oils. When you take a breath in of anything, it has an effect on the brain. So this is why a lot of the times when we use essential oils initially for emotional health, we start to realize the importance of using essential oils for more than just emotional health. We use them because they're antibacterial and antimicrobial and antifungal, and we can use them to clean our surfaces. We can use them to clean our showers. And when you use essential oils in this way, whether it's through a diffuser or an atomizer, or you pop it onto your body and you take a breath in, you are supporting the health of your body and your brain as well. As we're about to learn, there are different ways that these essential oils can support us. And so the rose will have a different effect on the brain than, say, when you take a deep breath in of an orange peel or a peppermint leaf. And each one of the oils that we take a breath in of has a different chemical structure. And those chemical compounds have a different effect on the brain without going into the chemical makeup of it all. You know, mint has a high concentration of chemical compounds called ketones. Ketones stimulate a response within the brain that holds significant energizing, invigorating, and uplifting property. Florals are composed mainly of monoterpene alcohols and esters, and they will naturally promote toning and calming property. It's no coincidence that when you take a deep breath in of rose oil, that you just feel your body just relaxing. Or when you take a deep breath in of a peppermint oil, that you just all of a sudden feel energized. Because as you breathe it in, the brain is triggered to secrete a neurotransmitter that has an effect on the body. Citruses, for example, have monoterpenes known as limonene and beta-pinene. And so they have uplifting characteristics. There's been a lot of studies showing that citruses have been used in those suffering with anxiety and depression. Remember, it's not just a one-size-fits-all approach. And also, when we're looking at essential oils, it's not a cure-all. You're not just going to use essential oils and all of a sudden come out the other end being quote-unquote cured. This is part of an overall protocol, a health protocol that will help you feel different. We want to add things in like exercise, meditation, breath work, all of these things that also have an effect on the body, but using citruses in a time where you need to regulate your emotional health. What a gift. Imagine being able to just pop something on quickly and count to 10 and know that whatever it is that you're using stimulates a chemical reaction in the brain that has a flow-on effect in the body. It's amazing. This just blows your mind. So remembering that herbal teas are the dried out version of essential oils. One drop of peppermint essential oil is the equivalent to the amount of leaves needed to make 30 cups of peppermint tea. One drop of peppermint oil is the equivalent to 30 cups of peppermint tea because the oils are highly, highly, highly concentrated. A little goes a long way. Trees, grasses, herbs are rich in esters, oxides, and sesquiterpenes. These types of oils promote soothing, renewing, grounding feelings, much like when you walk out in a forest. How relaxed and grounded you feel thereafter. And then phenols are the primary chemical constituents of most spice essential oils, making these oils particularly useful for their warming properties. Think of how you feel when you take a breath in of cinnamon or that chai tea that we love in winter. I love popping a couple of herb oils in with my citruses, especially in my hand washes. I found this new love is when I have On Guard hand wash. It's a really good blend to help with the immune system and to get rid of any pathogens within your environment. And then I add things like coriander and citrus bliss, for example, or maybe I'll pop parsley or cilantro in with clementine. When you start on any one of these holistic health nodes within areas of self-care, they will have a flow-on effect. So we may be here learning about oils for emotional support, but you being more emotionally balanced will help you in social situations. It will help you in your professional life. If you learn how to use oils environmentally, then you will become stronger. Your immune system will strengthen. you will naturally have it have a flow and effect on your psychological health, your physical health. If you're more present in your life, less mistakes means that they will have an effect on your financial health. And if you're so inclined, your spiritual health as well. So even though we're touching on one of these little areas, please know that you will see a flow and effect to the rest of your life when you start using them, especially when it comes to emotional health. Let us look at the safety and how to use these oils in a way that really do have an effect. And then we'll look at which oils and how you can pick oils that are specific to your healthcare needs, your emotional needs. So we know that, especially when it comes to using them for emotional health, topically and aromatically. Aromatically just basically means you're taking a deep breath in of them. So whether you're using them through a diffuser, an atomizer, which is a little spritzer, whether you're popping them on your body, diluted or undiluted, the safer oils, you are breathing them in. Anything that goes in through the nasal passage is aromatic use. And then topical application is when we apply the oils to the skin. Ideally, you're using a carrier oil like a coconut oil, a jojoba oil, a pomegranate oil, and this is going to help carry the essential oil from the top dermal layers, the most superficial, through the dermal layers into the systems of the body, into the bloodstream, which then has an effect on the overall health of the body. The safe use of applying oils onto the body, if this is your first time using oils, avoid using oils in sensitive areas. A little poem that I've heard is avoid eyes, ears, pits, and bits. Avoid those areas. They're the sensitive areas. Choose the appropriate application method for your needs, meaning that if you're looking to support the emotions, which is what we're doing here, inhalation is probably the best, most effective way. But if you are using them topically, dilute. Don't worry about diluting them. They're not going to lose their efficacy. Rather dilute, because it will have an effect on the nervous system and other systems in the body when you dilute, simply because the carrier oil carries the essential oil from the top of the skin through the dermal layers. Be careful of sun sensitivity. Citrus oils are photosensitive. Please don't put orange oil on your skin and go and lie in the sun, because it will burn your skin. So my rule of thumb is to use orange oils and citrus oils in general. There are a few that are not photosensitive, but just as a blanket rule, don't use them during the day on your skin. If you're going to use them on your skin, use them at night. Then you've just got no possibility of you being harmed with that photosensitivity. And please be sure to use only 100% pure essential oils, of which doTERRA are. If you just stick with doTERRA as a brand, you'll rest assured that you're taken care of from a purity point of view. There's also a dilution chart that I like to hand to my customers who are measurers. I am not a measurer. I'm just like a little bit of this and top it up with that. But I know that this is really helpful. So conservative dilution ratio is for every 10 mils, you use 4 drops. That's super conservative. You've got a 100 ml bottle that you want to fill up with a carrier oil. Leave about 5 mils at the top of that bottle, 10 mils, and just pop 40 drops of your essential oil in there and you should be good to go. This is probably one of the most important parts of learning about essential oils, because we want to make sure that you are using them, yes, but also using them safely and so that they can be effective. We're looking at essential oils in these two different ways. Oils that have different properties. The calming oils, for example, on the outer edges of the wheel, you'll see the actual names of the oils. And I can send this to you as a PDF downloadable. So don't worry about screenshotting and all of this. But your clarifying oils are your Melaleuca, which is the American name for tea tree. Clarifying is also marjoram, geranium, rose, coriander, cilantro, basil. Notice here how basil, for example, and geranium have very different aromatic properties. When you smell basil and you smell geranium, you're like, they're different, right? The one's a flower, the other one's a herb. And yet they have clarifying properties from a chemistry point of view, because they have monoterpenes as their backbone. essential oils are complex. It's not just one thing that makes them up. When we look at adulterated essential oils, a lot of the times when they're man-made, people try to take one aspect of their chemistry, the aspect that actually gives it their scent, and they extract that alone and pop it in a bottle and expect that it's going to have the same therapeutic effect. It may smell the same, maybe, from an aromatic point of view, for those of us who are not trained aromatically to smell things and to know how to pick up the different tones. But from a therapeutic point of view, you want all of these aspects part of the chemistry wheels to make up the oil and its therapeutic properties. This here, you know, is a really great wheel to use if you're looking to geek out on what oils to use for what: restoration, calming, uplifting, soothing, protecting, energizing. You know, energizing, you have dill, spearmint, fennel, peppermint. In fact, I have a little spritzer that I carry around with me that has got fennel in it. Yeah, because it's really energizing and uplifting. And if I spray fennel and I take a deep breath in, oh my gosh, it's amazing. I love it. I'm not going to, if this was peppermint, for example, you always want to make sure that when you're spritzing peppermint, especially from a little atomizer like this, that it's not going to go anywhere near your eyes. And then, of course, you have your stabilizing and your soothing oils, which have the sesquiterpene backbone. Things like sandalwood, vetiver, cedarwood, patchouli, spikenard, ylang ylang, black pepper, capybara, melissa, ginger, cedarwood, myrrh. All of these oils have a really strong, soothing, stabilizing effect on the nervous system and therefore your emotional health. Scientists are very smart. You can create something. Like if you think about perfumes that are made in a factory, perfumes have a lot of chemicals in them. There are over 40 different chemicals that are used in perfumes, and perfumeries are not liable to pop their ingredients on their bottles. So you're using a perfume like, I don't know, I'm just thinking of this because someone told me about it yesterday, J'adore. We don't know what's in J'adore. We don't know what's in Chloé. We don't know what's in Jean-Paul Gaultier. And we pop it onto our bodies and we breathe it in, and they don't need to pop on the box what's included to make that up. Sourcing oils from nature is an expensive process. There's a lot that goes into that. So why would big companies go to the effort of sourcing their oils from reputable harvesters and growers if they could replicate the smell in a science lab? We don't know how they do it. We just know that they do, and it's horrifying. Sometimes what they may do is they may take certain elements of the oil chemistry, the one that has the smell, and extract that. And you're looking at using an oil therapeutically, which is what we're doing. It's like the concept of a whole food, right? If you eat a whole food, if you take, say, an orange, for example, there are many different aspects of an orange that make an orange nutritious and good for the immune system. But if you extracted only the vitamin C out of the orange, then there are other things that you need to have with the vitamin C so that the body can absorb it. And I went off on a bit of a tangent there, but at least that paints a picture to how important it is for us to have the whole essential oil and all its chemistry included as part of it. I'm going to show you a little bit here as to what is really good for sleep, but I would say calming would be great for sleep. Things like lavender, Roman chamomile, jasmine. But here's the other thing, is that we're looking at the emotions wheel here, right? And sleep is a therapeutic function. So if you're struggling with sleep and it's an emotional issue, then you can use the oils to support your emotions, to calm you down so that you can drift into sleep. But sleep in itself, for therapeutic reasons, you would be looking at something like vetiver, cedarwood, sandalwood, because that's more therapeutic. But here's the thing, I'm going to share something with you in a second. doTERRA have actual blends that include things like emotional support, calming oils, and stabilizing, soothing sleep aids as part of a blend that will support us to sleep. The best essential oils for mood management, you will receive this as part of your PDF. Each of these oils are listed. This is not the whole of doTERRA's range, but it is a lot of them. You know, what we can use for lavender for example, people commonly use lavender for its relaxing and calming properties. And then here's a list of ways that you can use the oils for mood improvement. So we've talked about diffusion. We've talked about using them in your cleaning products. Like imagine cleaning and being in a good mood because you're cleaning. Yay. A drop in your palms is what we did at the beginning of this class. Diffusion, putting it on your yoga mat, for example, or on your body as you're practicing yoga, as you're moving and the body's heating up, your body acts as its own diffuser. And so there are many other ways like the bath and, you know, you'll be able to read this PDF handout and know that you have that as a support once you start using your oils more. All right, let's talk about these oils because this is a good segue. Lavender peace is really great oil for relaxation and for resting. This oil blend, it's called the Restful Blend. It's recently been updated because there are a couple of other really cool additions as part of this blend. It contains a cedarwood, hoewood, vetiver, lavender, and a bunch of other really cool oils. And this is basically for sleep. It's basically an oil blend for sleep. It can help with intense emotions as well. In fact, we have a lavender piece as a soft gel as well, which is in a tablet form, which means that you can take it to really help with intense emotions to help calm the mind. It has a beautiful fragrance and you can use this on its own in a diffuser and drift off to sleep. You can also pop this on your pillowcase. You can use this on dryer balls in the tumble dryer and your linen will smell like lavender peace. It is amazing. It's a really, really beautiful blend. I have so many beautiful testimonials for lavender peace. I mean, aid in a peaceful night's sleep. Gave me a calm mind after the sad loss of my father and all the stress of taking care of his estate. I suffer with anxiety, that should say attacks, I'm sure. I didn't amend any of these testimonials. I didn't want to go in and fix spelling and that. I just copied and pasted. Attacks, and this blend is so soothing to my mind. I diffuse it and apply on my wrists. I truly love this fragrance blend and know it is helping me keep calm and focused. Yeah. Almost immediately, they can feel the difference within themselves calming down. This is a teacher talking about her students. I've used it myself from time to time. I can feel the anxiety going away. If you have a need for peace in your life or have an issue with anxiety, I would recommend you try this one. And it goes on and on and on and on. So many beautiful recommendations and testimonials and reviews about lavender peace. You can pop some in the bath as well, which is really great for kids. Put a drop or two in the bath with a little bit of magnesium flake, half a cup of magnesium flakes for kids or 2 cups for adults. Magnesium flakes are really great for the nervous system. Perfect, perfect addition for the nightly ritual. Balance, which is another oil that's really great for balancing. Now, remember how we spoke about how oils from trees and herbs are grounding? Well, this blend has a whole bunch of these oils that are supportive for tranquility and relaxation. Yeah. The testimonials speak for themselves. I actually put this one testimonial in here that I found was just so beautiful. I encourage you to read it on your own time, but the highlighted parts here is basically this woman purchased, her name's Samora. She purchased the oils because she's pregnant and she wanted to use them as part of her birth plan, as part of delivery. And she asked her husband to test them before the event, and he said that he feels alert and more relaxed, and that he's not worried as much as he was, that he now feels after using balance that there's no reason to worry. And so she found that this was like a game changer, because if her husband saw that they experienced such a change in his mood by using it, then she had, so much respect for the oil and the blend in general, and also knew that, you know, this would help her during her labor and birthing. I have balance blend in my diffuser in my office, and I put it on all the time because it's just such an incredible oil blend. And then we go to Citrus Bliss, which is an oil that is really, I call it joy in a bottle because it just is that. It has all of your citruses, so rich in limonene. And then, of course, you can use it with water to make a powerful surface cleanser. The oils in Citrus Bliss are beautiful. There's also a little bit of vanilla in here. That's just stunning. And I know a lot of people actually use Citrus Bliss as a perfume, a perfume. The reviews and testimonials of Citrus Bliss came in, and I mean, of course, I use it in the diffuser to reduce stress, uplift my mood, to make my house smell terrific. I put a drop in my palm with a couple of squirts of my coconut oil-based lotion and rub it all over. It's so refreshing and moisturizing. Refreshing and calming effect. Like, these reviews are not by people who have studied the effects of the chemical constituents of the oils on the brain. They've just used the oils and recognized a change in their mood. Isn't that amazing? Smells great, a little goes a long way, increases my mood every time I use it, helps the laundry stay fresh. Pop a couple of drops in the laundry as you're doing your weekly wash cycle, or daily, depending on how many you have in the house. Great to add to laundry, lifting your mood when diffusing, or even as a simple perfume. These only are a few of the reviews and testimonials. And then this little guy here, Adaptive, this is probably one of the oils that gets one of the highest accolades as part of doTERRA's little team of emotional wellness. Adaptive is an oil that we've got a full range of products in Adaptive. We've got the soft gels in this as well. And the reviews that came in from Adaptive, there were over 50 reviews, over 50 positive reviews that came in from Adaptive. The oils in this blend are calming, yes, but they, doTERRA scientists have blended citruses, florals, and grounding oils all in one beautiful bottle to help us support our nervous system and our emotional health. Some of the reports that came in through for Adaptive everyday things like going grocery shopping. I hate grocery shopping. Grocery stores are the worst for me. I put the doTERRA Adaptive on in the car before entering the shopping center. I breathe it in a few times and then I tackle my shopping. I'm a much better person using this oil. I sleep better. I diffuse it in all the bedrooms and everyone wakes up feeling rested and in a great mood, ready to start the day. This stuff is awesome. My son was having trouble focusing at school. The doctor recommended some things, but I didn't feel good about it. I've been having him use the roller. His grades went up and his conduct went to excellent. I tried many other natural things. This has been the best so far. Like, mic drop moment. Why wouldn't you use this? Why wouldn't you try it? I've popped in a couple of more here because Adaptive is just so incredibly powerful. I use Adaptive in my car when dropping my son off at school for a little extra focus boost, and again on the way home from school to boost his focus before starting his homework. I have hit that lovely stage in my life of perimenopause. My heart starts to tremble and shake, and Adaptive is the only thing that calms me down. I absolutely love this product. I can't ever run out. And so you'll have all of these testimonials as well to read through. Sometimes I feel like testimonials speak more than scientific research. Yeah. When people have a shared experience of the oil and they can vouch for it in this way, like, what a gift. Beth says, what an amazing perfume it makes too. Yes. And I have the adaptive rollerball. I take it with me everywhere I go. It's an amazing product. And then the final of the emotional wellness oils is clementine. And so when you start to think about clementine, think of how I said citruses are really good to uplift the mood. And so when you've got two types of citruses blended into one bottle, basically as part of a clementine, you can imagine that this is going to be really great to help sustain a good mood, basically. So my friends, we've come almost to the end of our time together, and I wanted to just share a couple of things with you. I know that there are a few people that are either going to watch the recording or you're here live and you thought to yourself that, you know, I really love the idea of citrus bliss, adaptive, lavender peace. I have balance, but clementine's actually a new addition to the doTERRA family, newer than any of them. And you're looking at how you can get your grubby little paws on all of these oils. And I wanted to let you know that they actually come as part of a kit. It's called the Emotional Wellness Kit. And all five of these oils come in a kit along with the petal diffuser, which is this diffuser on your screen. It can cover up to 30 square meters. So it's a really great diffuser. I've had my petal diffuser since 2016. They are like, it's the one diffuser that just doesn't want to break. You know, it's old. Mine's old and tatty. It will last you a lifetime. And you cannot have too many diffusers in your house. I have, you know, one in the lounge, one in the living room, one in the dining room. I've got two in the bedroom. I know that's overkill, but I do have two in my bedroom. And everywhere you go in my house, there's a diffuser because, you know, why not? It's good for airborne pathogens and also to help stabilize mood. So they do come in a kit. They're called the Emotional Wellness Kit. It's the five oils plus a diffuser. And when you purchase them through whoever it is that invited you to this class, you are have access to wholesale prices, which means that you don't pay $302, you pay $226 for all of it. And now, you'll have access to our incredible exclusive member perks. I'm talking about membership sites, pages on social media that will help you use your oils, access to my calendar where I'll be able to support you to use your oils and suggest different oils to use for various ailments that you're experiencing. The thing that you would need to do is jump into your back office or enroll. So either purchase for the first time through whoever it is that sent you this link. If you don't have anybody in mind, if nobody sent you to this link, then please let me know. I will support you with your oils, but there's also a link at the bottom of this email that you can enroll and purchase through. Then reply to the email or send me a message with your order number showing that you purchased the Emotional Wellness Kit, and I will pop that in the mail along with that, some other beautiful gifts for you as a thank you for joining our team and supporting local businesses. Yeah. So regardless of who you enroll through, as long as they're in my team, you will receive that as a gift. Bye for those who are watching the recording.